brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment, constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine will be with us for about 40 minutes. Then I'm going to get into Fukushima. You know, we've been living with this for over 2 years, and even I've gotten to where I've not been covering it like I should. Surge in cancers among young in Fukushima, but experts divided on the cause. And U.S. sailors that helped are in lawsuits over increased cancers. And we're seeing record radiation levels and a big wave about to hit the U.S. I'm going to cover that. Then we're going to have some other guests popping in on the 100th anniversary of the Private Federal Reserve. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Nathan in Texas, thank you for calling in today.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I have a question about the kind of depopulation agenda. As far as, like, Bill Gates and Oprah Winfrey and all of them, like, in that conference, I read online that Bill Gates wanted to cap the global population at 8.3 billion. Now, I don't know what significance that has, but what do you think about that?
Well, look, they have a public face for population reduction and global one-child policies, and they have their internal documents that we've sourced and covered in films like Endgame, and then many since that film came out seven, almost 8 years ago. But Bill Gates has said that he wants in conferences to actually bring the number of humans putting out carbon dioxide down to zero, and everybody laughs because they can see the equation. And he's promoted death panels and all the rest of it. But in their internal documents, and then when they also have made public statements, they debate 80 to 90% reduction, and they rest on average at about an 80% reduction. That's kind of like We Are Change. About a year ago, I was able to talk to Ted Turner on the street. And Ted Turner, you know, said that he wanted the world at about a billion. I'm going from memory. Maybe he said 500 million. He said 500 million in a newspaper interview, but I think he said a billion. And then another speech, he said 3 billion. So the point is that they're using the excuse of claiming there's overpopulation, which you can debate either way, as the excuse for them to have an organized system and for them to rule the world and have autocratic control. But then they're the people with five, six, seven kids living in this largesse, and they're really just anti-human. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I see exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
But I see the public all lackadaisical and so relaxed and not caring, and the globalists say, well, see, they deserve to die. They don't even care. You know, they write public papers, and they say they do that because the slaves need to, you know, have a chance to know it was there. It's kind of like legally publishing a thing in the newspaper that you're going to repossess something or that you're going to publicly do something, and if the folks don't respond, that's their fault for not reading the public notices. It's like a vampire has to ask permission to get in your house. So does that answer your question?
Yes, exactly. And another point to that, I'm at college, and everywhere I go, I'm looking around. Everybody's on their phones, and I just noticed that it's hard to find people who don't, like, take their eyes off technology. I go around talking to people. I'm a pretty talkative person.
No, the general public has lower brainwaves. They're in a trance. This is the insertion into the matrix. Then it's goggles. Then it's a port. Then it's in your brain. And that is the evolution. If you could see it in a time lapse over the next 20 years, it's basically televisions, flat screens, iPads, iPods, Google Glasses, TV, contact lenses, brain ports, and then basically you would see the television turn into a monster in our hand that then goes on our face like an alien attached to us and then down our throat, and then we die. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, man.
It's going to get a lot crazier. This is the beginning of the meltdown of society. This is it. But you're also going to see the beginning of the awakening. For every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. God bless you. We're going to have constitutional law scholar Bruce Fine on with us. And then we're going to go to Ryan and Brandon and Ion.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Phone calls here today. G. Edward Griffin is coming up in the next hour. Bruce Fine a little bit later in the hour. We'll talk about the monopolar government we have, the dictatorship that's being set up. 100 years of the private Federal Reserve, ladies and gentlemen. That is a big deal, and we're taking your phone calls right now. Look at this headline from My Fox New York. The next Detroit, Atlantic City, and Las Vegas facing catastrophic collapse. And I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I go up to Dallas about once a year. Dallas looks bad. Houston looks bad. And remember, Texas is one of the most wealthy on average and financially best places to live in the country. General wealth, general per capita, low expense in living, low taxes, jobs. Texas is one of the best places, if not the best in the country. And San Antonio doesn't look as good as it used to look. The Riverwalk isn't busy like it used to be when I'm out there most of the time. The shops aren't busy. The hotels aren't full like they used to be. Austin isn't as busy, even though it is the mecca of the nation now, the fastest growing city in the United States, per capita highest income in the United States for the average income The ultra-rich at San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, D.C., but for just general wealth, Austin, Texas. Best place to live in Forbes and Money and Time Magazine. And either a place is really hot or it's closed. Almost everywhere the restaurants I went to for 20 years are gone. All of them. Barbecue places I would go in that would be absolutely full any time of day. No one's in there. And the wait staff, you could tell nobody's giving them tips. People are bummed out. I try to give folks as big a tip as I can, and they just can't believe it when I give them a decent tip. And it's so sad to see our country, especially during the Christmas holiday times, going into this. And it hurts my soul. Charity's way down. And the average person is just looking at their iPad, looking at their droid, not even talking to other people. It is so sad. But there is an awakening at the same time. People are either waking up or they're going deeper into a trance. 800-259-9231. Then I've got some other economic news that we're going to be going over as well. And, guys, I've hit print on this Fox article a couple times. Did it come out in the printer out there? I don't know. Or we may have to reinstall this printer in here because I like to print stuff instead of just looking at it on screen that we have a hard copy. If they change the news story, which they do sometimes, and because it's easier to find. The headlines, the next Detroit, Atlantic City, and Las Vegas facing catastrophic collapse. With the closure of the recent Atlantic Club Casino Hotel, rumors of the bankrupt being sold to Hard Rock, more than half of the mortgages in Las Vegas underwater, casinos opening up all around the country, and online gambling legislation underway in various states. It seems as if the reason for the very existence of Atlantic City and Las Vegas are in serious jeopardy. Yeah, Las Vegas, all those places are going to end up being tombs. A tomb in the desert and a tomb on the side of the Atlantic Ocean. And it's globalism. It's not just these cities like Detroit and other areas. We were going to be a service economy. That was never the plan. We are being deindustrialized right now. As a civilization, that is the plan to make us completely and totally manageable by the establishment. And now they don't want us speaking out. So political correctness is now the model to come in and chill free speech, but to make not having free speech like a civil right. Oh, Muslims don't like selling alcohol at grocery stores that sell wine and beer. So we're not going to sell wine and beer, or they don't have to serve you. And you know, you think of that as a civil right about their rights, but then it just becomes a thing to walk on everybody else's rights. And that's what's going on here. That's the program, and it's very, very sad. Now, joining us is constitutional lawyer and Ron Paul's chief advisor on law. He's Associate Deputy Attorney General and General Counsel of the Federal Communications Commission under President Reagan. He served as Research Director for Republicans on the Joint Congressional Committee on Covert Arms Sales to Iran and on the American Bar Association's Committee on Presidential Signing Statements. He's also a visiting fellow of the Constitutional Studies of the Heritage Foundation and adjunct scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. Bruce Fine is the founding member of Bruce Fine & Associates, a law corporation, is a principal of the public advocacy organization, the Lynchfield Group. He is an author of The Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle for a Constitutional Democracy and American Empire Before the Fall. Excellent books, both. Lynchfieldgroup.org. He presently serves as senior policy advisor, again, to Ron Paul, 2012 presidential campaign and beyond. And I want to cover the waterfront with him and get into the centralization of power and the testimony they had 3 weeks ago in Congress where liberals, professors said we're going into tyranny, and conservative experts said the same thing. I mean, there's no doubt. So what type, as a historian and a top constitutional lawyer and advisor to Congress, would he call this? But before we get to that, because he did head up the FCC, I know when they opened up the First Amendment and got rid of the so-called Fairness Doctrine, they're trying to bring that back now under new names and restrict free speech everywhere. I'd like to get his take on what Camille Paglia called fascist and ultra-Stalinistic, the Duck Dynasty situation, as a First Amendment expert. Mr. Fine, just briefly on this subject, What do you make of the moves with SOPA and CISPA and fairness doctrines being promoted again and everything when you're one of the guys who never gets really the credit, I know, in being instrumental in getting First Amendment back into the media? Well, you know, we forget for a while we didn't have it in this country, where it is right now and what the goals are.
Well, the restrictions largely remain for only over-the-air broadcasting. It doesn't apply. All these FCC rules that threaten licenses for incorrect speech don't apply to cable casters or people using the Internet or otherwise. It's sort of a vestige of old time thinking and the idea that government was paternalistic and knew the most enlightened way in which issues should be debated, so they would evaluate the fairness with which a particular radio or television broadcaster covered a controversial issue. I was the spearhead of forcing the abandonment of that process. You can't believe how subjective how the standard was for determining whether it's fairness. You know, you counted up the seconds or the half second of devotion to one viewpoint or another. Was it said with Churchillian eloquence or with, you know, the clumsiness of a school child who weighed more than the other? It was so arbitrary, it was ridiculous. And, of course, since the abandonment of the fairness doctrine, I think the conversation has been much more robust, and fear of the intimidating effects of complaints at the FCC about fairness have collapsed. Now they're trying to bring it back in, and anytime someone goes on the airwaves, says something that other people disagree with, I mean, we ought to applaud that. That's what this country is about. If you're not big enough to be able to accept an idea that, you're that you disagree with, you really don't belong here. That's really what liberty and freedom is about.
Do you agree, as a constitutional lawyer, that it's Stalinistic to demand that Phil Robertson be, quote, re-educated as GLAD did?
That, it sounds like the Chinese re-education camps if you didn't echo Mao Zedong's ideas properly. The fact is people have a right to dispute what he said, and to urge him to change his view. He's got a right to insist that he'll listen to them, but he ultimately gets to believe what he wants to believe. That's what freedom is about. And it was Louis Brandeis said that the remedy for what somebody thinks is ill-conceived speech is more speech, you know, not coercion, not intimidation. I mean, I actually had written a letter not long ago in response to a former FCC chairman's insistence that the Federal Communications should prohibit broadcasters from mentioning the word Redskins and talked about the Washington Redskins football team.
Wow.
I said, oh, really? You know, that, and he said, well, that would show what a great country we were. I said, no, that's not what show a great country we were. So that we're hostile to the idea of free minds and people being able to chart their own destiny. And moreover, no one really believes something if you have to cram it down their throat. It's just the press, you know, a recitation of what somebody insists that you say. So it really is futile in any event. But the fact is, if people disagree, then they should use the communications channels, the Internet, and all the other countless outlets to express their disagreement.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think this is backfired. And we're going to go to break in a moment and come back with the big central issue of why you agreed to come on during the holidays and Christmas coming up. We really appreciate it, Mr. Fine. But when I just start realizing all the monumental things you've been involved in for liberty, all the times I've probably had you on 15 times over the years, in the last decade, I never made the point that that you're the guy that helped spearhead the end of the fairness doctrine that didn't allow talk radio as it exists today. That is such a monumental example of what really one person can do then working with others. So I just want to thank you. I mean, I guess I owe much of my First Amendment and my profession to you helping fight that. And I should have you on sometime just to tell that whole story because, I mean, a whole book should be written just on that subject.
I appreciate the sentiment.
We're going to break, but in 1 minute, how did that all come about, just briefly?
The fairness doctrine was repealed through a rulemaking that we initiated. It was imposed not by statute, but by a rule which had been improperly, in my judgment, interpreted by prior general counsel that the commission is required by Congress. I looked at it, examined the background, and said, no, the fairness doctrine was a result of a rule. We can initiate a revocation of the rule, which we did. It sustained the attack in the court. And the large reason why we repealed it is because we thought it was an unconstitutional encroachment on the right of broadcaster free speech. and in fact had the chilling effect of reducing the broadcasting terrain to Pablum and Vanilla because no one wanted to say anything controversial because then they get slapped with some kind of fairness.
And that proves that you were right, because look at how it saved AM radio for 20-plus years, you doing that. Incredible. When we come back, speaking of rulemaking, rule by decree, Obama and this power grab, how do you as a top constitutional lawyer define it? What is the system we're now under with constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine? Stay with us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we we've got top constitutional law scholar, lawyer, Bruce Feinless, about 45 after. Then I'll get into the latest on Fukushima, 100 years of the Federal Reserve, and take your phone calls. And we'll also get Bruce's take on the Federal Reserve 100 years later before he leaves us. Okay, so Bruce, you know, when we called you up to get you on about a con as a solution, or is it a bad idea to get your take on it, you said, I'll talk about that. We'll do that in the next segment briefly. But I want to talk about the centralization of power and the best way to describe it to the public. And we talked about the hearings they had a few weeks ago in Congress where this is being admitted. And so basically, when do we become a dictatorship, and what type of dictatorship it is it when it's institutional and bureaucratic? What do you call that, an oligarchy?
Well, I call it one branch government that is indistinguishable from the tyranny that provoked the American Revolution. And let me try to enumerate the most egregious usurpations of power. And let me just add in as a side, the problem is not that we need a constitutional convention to change the Constitution. We need politicians and the people to insist on following the Constitution instead of flouting it regularly. But in any event, perhaps the most awesome power that the president exercises, and this is probably in the history of the world, is the ability to kill anybody on the planet who he in secret determines is an imminent, whatever imminent could be in the next 10 years, an imminent danger to the national security of the United States. And the president has done this with regard to four U.S. citizens so far that we know of. There may be more, hundreds of foreigners. He is not accountable for any error. That is, neither Congress nor the courts nor anyone gets to know whether or not who was killed was innocent, indistinguishable from what we would ordinarily call first-degree murder. For example, about a year ago, a 68-year-old grandmother in Pakistan picking vegetables with a 9-year-old granddaughter. Now, it is impossible, Alex, to conceive of a more awesome power than the authority to vanquish, to exterminate any person on the planet that you wish, with no accountability to anyone. That would have made King George III blush. But that's just one example. The Constitution entrusted to Congress the exclusive power to decide on war or peace because it's fraught with so many terrible consequences. Presidents routinely, and this president in Libya, he was going to go into Syria until the American people spoke up against it. He runs warfare in Yemen and Pakistan unilaterally without any congressional authorization. I say the founding fathers believed that constant warfare was irreconcilable with liberty, which obviously it is. One of the reasons why we have the Ed Snowden revelations and the what a federal judge called an Orwellian surveillance state is because we purport to be at perpetual warfare with international terrorism, whatever that means in the president's head. So we have both the usurpation of war, the usurpation over the right to decide life or death. The president has authority to detain any American citizen at Guantanamo Bay or elsewhere. No accusation or charge, just if he says you're associated with some group connected with al-Qaeda. To repeat what I alluded to earlier about the surveillance state, we have the National Security Agency, one headed by someone who, without rebuke by the president, knowingly and purposely lied to Senator Ron Wyden when he preposterously lied denying the NSA was collecting data on millions of Americans. Open and notorious lie. I was on the Iran-Contra Committee, and there were people in the executive branch who went to prison for misstating, making false representations about funding the Nicaraguan resistance or arms shipments to Iran. They went to prison, and we have somebody, Mr. Clapper, who's actually promoted for lying to Congress.
That's right. In fact, Poindexter did a lot less than Clapper. Clapper bald-faced lied in the committee and got caught and has not gotten in trouble. And that sets the precedent, doesn't it, to now get away with even more?
Yeah, it sort of sets the precedent. Say, these are principles, all that I've articulated. They lie around like loaded weapons ready to be used by any occupant, any executive branch that claims any preposterous excuse. Now, we also have now the idea, Alex, of treaties has sort of become antiquated. And where formerly we needed treaties for NATO, treaties for the Japanese Defense Treaty or South Korea, we needed treaties even to regulate migratory birds. Now the president, by executive order, which means unilaterally, pledges 10, 20, 30 more years of military commitment in Afghanistan or Iraq or elsewhere. So we no longer have the treaty check on the adventures abroad by the president, which end up having men and women courageous, killed, die for nothing at extravagant expense, and typically end up with some kind of blowback. Right now, for example, we already see that in Syria, this army, the unilateral effort, the so-called arm of the dissident, looks like we're end up with a jihadi state that's indistinguishable from Taliban and Afghanistan.
Bruce, stay there. We've got a final segment with you when you come back to finish up and tell us what we do about this, and you know, tell us where this eloquent breakdown is basically ending up, and how we counter it. Straight ahead after this quick break with Bruce Fine, and we'll also tell you about his latest book. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
All right, that's going to make the atheist and socialist over at the White House angry, but we are playing Christmas music here. I've never really done this in the past at Christmas, but if it upsets them so much, and they want to restrict it and pull down Christmas trees and stuff, then we better do it. Bruce Fine, constitutional lawyer, advisor to Ron Paul, a former federal official who helped get rid of the Fairness Doctrine and restore the First Amendment to a great extent. Just amazing things he's done. He's breaking down all the usurpations of what Obama's done. And sure, other presidents have done some of this, but now there's no way to chronicle it all, but it's got to be double what other presidents have done. It seems like the bottom's fallen out. So if he doesn't get in trouble or if this isn't reversed, what comes out of that? The bureaucracy's hungry for more power. The Republican leadership's hungry for more power. They're going after Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, who dare, have sanity. And so, Bruce, continuing with what Obama's doing and where it's all going and how we counter it.
Well, the fact is it's been a one-way trajectory through both the Republican and Democratic White House. Is it true that under Obama it sort of reached its peak with regard to the level of one-branch government? I mean, the president goes on, for example, with a absurd Obamacare malfunctions, and then by a press conference he amends the statute and says, well, you don't need to have insurance this day, and unilaterally decides that you don't have to enforce the immigration laws if you're within the X, Y, and Z, and the criminal laws get changed unilaterally by the president going on a press conference. I mean, didn't he read when he was at Harvard Law School, like me, that you actually have to have a congressional statute to amend the laws, the House and the Senate, the president get involved? These are flagrant violations of his duty to faithfully execute the laws. And indeed, that clause was written into the Constitution because British monarchs suspended, refused to enforce laws enacted by Parliament, initially those directed at Catholics. And here we have a president whose earmark is deciding he doesn't like a law, he'll just decide not to enforce it however he wishes. That's a combination of what we disclosed in my service on the Presidential Task Force on Presidential Signing Statements. Signs a bill and says, all right, I'll enforce the parts I like, and the parts that I think are a little extravagant or I think are unconstitutional, I simply won't enforce. And the only way that this trajectory is going to be halted is American people pressuring Congress to do their duty. They've got to insist that the remedy, if the president doesn't halt it, and I understand people get worried about the I word, that's impeachable offense. If you do not take care that the laws be faithfully executed, you are usurping the powers of Congress. The CIA is involved in the articles of impeachment drafted by the House Judiciary Committee against President Richard Nixon. This is 1974. And they use words like, failure to faithfully execute the laws was a foundation for an impeachable offense.
Bruce, let me ask you this question and then continue with your line of logical breakdown here and where it's going if we don't reverse it. And we've only covered a few of these dictatorial rule by press conference where he doesn't even put out an executive order, as you just pointed out now, which is obviously out of control and can't amend law. Now he just speaks like, I guess, the Pope, ex cathedra, I think they call it, from the royal seat there at St. Peter's Basilica. But we don't have an emperor. We don't have a religious leader. Obama is not our religious leader. My biggest issue, and I'm no lawyer, but explain to me what this is in law. I know that if a law is not equally applied, it's a fraud. How can he give waivers for Obamacare to just his friends? How can he give waivers to General Electric to not shut down their coal power plants, but shut down others? To me, that's the ultimate form of illegal takings, of discrimination, of economic warfare. And no one's even discussing that angle. Isn't that really the biggest abhorrence here to everybody?
It's one. I don't know whether I'd rank it at the very top. There are a lot of candidates for that notoriety. But certainly that flouts what I explained was the duty to faithfully execute the laws. And faithfully execute them means to apply them even-handedly. In fact, one of the greatest checks the Founding Fathers understood against abuses were the requirement that the law be applied equally to everyone. So if it applies to your enemies, it's got to apply to your friends. That's a huge check on government abuse. And when you're permitted, selective application, you're just inviting some kind of tyranny. It was warned about 70 years ago by then Attorney General Robert Jackson that we've now got so many laws on the books that the real danger we confront is having prosecutors or executive officials find an offender and then pin an offense on them, rather than find an offense and then go looking for the culprit. And that's what we end up with, personalized justice that we associate with Russia or China, rather than blind justice that we associate with the Supreme Court and the statute of justice and, indeed, the United States Constitution itself. But what you pointed out is simply another reason why we need to shrink this Leviathan state, get back into a situation where liberty is the rule rather than the exception. And then we don't permit the government then to be used as a bludgeon to help
destroy. I'm asking you, as a student to the teacher, What is it where you shut down your competition and then only you're allowed to operate? For me, that's open racketeering, open mafia tactics beyond communist or even fascist. It's purely criminal what I see Obama doing across the board.
Well, it's the theory of laws is called selective prosecution or selective application of the law based upon an invidious element. It could be racial, it could be religious, or it could be political, as you're pointing out. But that's what is a selective rather than an even-handed enforcement of the law that violates our basic concepts of due process and equal protection.
And what do you do in the face of that? Where is this all going if we don't turn it around? If you look at the way civilizations rise and fall.
Yes, I have. And I feel, Alex, we have 20 to 30 years before we have complete one-branch government rule by decree. You know, we have presidential encyclicals, I guess, instead of papal encyclicals. So we have 20 to 30 years if we don't turn this around. And it's clear that it's going to turn around only if you and me, we the people, stand up and protest. We should refuse to support anybody running for Congress who doesn't make an open pledge to impeach the president, the president who violates the duty to faithfully execute the laws, who usurps the war power, who kills American citizens without due process. That ought to be a pledge every candidate for Congress ought to be forced to take in order to win your support. Because otherwise, they end up being wallpaper. You know, they're just spectators as the president does all the significant things, which is where we are today. And the Constitution is in dire danger precisely because of that complacency.
And you wrote your latest book just a couple years ago. We'll put it on screen for folks out there, American Empire Before the Fall. And I read it. And now exactly what you said in the book is now degenerating quickly. And I know you're being conservative saying 20 years, and empires do take sometimes hundreds of years to die, but the way things are accelerated with technology and how small the world is now, my gut tells me we're going to get into a pickle in 4 or 5 years or 10 years. I mean, this
is... Well, we could, because there are all sorts of events that we definitely can't foresee with precision that could accelerate it. So they say, you know, 20 or 30 years, that obviously assumes that there isn't some kind of particular cataclysmic event. Because I believe, Alex, that if we had somebody in the White House who wanted to today go on television this evening and say, ladies and gentlemen, I have suspended the Constitution indefinitely to make you safe and make you wealthy. The Congress is frozen. It doesn't work anymore. The dangers abroad are too acute to tolerate the slowness of the Constitution. I believe a president today who did that, including Obama, would get away with it. The Congress would not impeach, and right now the American people are too sheep-like to stand up and protest that no,
wow,
you have returned ourselves to the days of King George III. You can't, this is not tolerable. That is how far I believe our political culture has decayed.
Unfortunately, Ron Paul agrees with you. I agree with you. Every learned person that studies this, it's as obvious as the nose on my face or your face. And you see Obama saying 5 years ago, I can't do that. Congress has got to be there hundreds of times. And then, well, I'd like to bypass them, but I can't. And now, oh, I'm going to bypass them to keep you safe and fix things. And then his own law that he helped write, he then says, I'm going to become a dictator, basically, and selectively enforce what I want to make it work. They have created the crisis. They're not letting it go to waste. And so we are here seeing them set the table for a near future crisis, be it collapse, financial problems, war, to claim Congress is broken and doesn't work. So what do we, Bruce Fein, do about that right now?
Well, I think it's become politically active and insists that Congress is really institutionally the branch that's entrusted to rectify the problem, because the only ultimate check on the president is impeachment and removal from office, because they're not a safe steward of our liberty. And that means you've got to be concerned about your member of Congress, and you need to watch and write letters and say you're not going to vote, you will not support a member who doesn't protect our liberties and freedom from oppression by the executive branch. Otherwise, you know, the system is broken, and we will go the way of all prior 73 empires and destroy ourselves. We won't be destroyed from external forces. It'll be ruination and tyranny self-imposed.
Now, if you look at that historically, normally, as you know, or if you disagree, tell me, Mr. Fein, that when tyrannies come in, people don't usually see it until it's already there and until it's collapsing, and then the rats all abandon the ship. We have a chance with our republic, our history, with all the people that have warned us, like yourself and Dr. Paul, to try to avert repeating history. But, I mean, I think we can say the executive has become dictatorial, a dictatorship. Obama may leave, but the power structure wants that dictatorial control, and they're playing with fire, to say the least. And I do see some good signs, though, where people said no to the Syria expansion. We're saying no to more gun control. We see the states rallying. What do you think about getting the states to rally and send public petitions or to use their bully pulpits to expose this?
There's no doubt. Those city councils, state gubernatorial proclamations, state legislatures, passing resolutions, it harkens back to the precedent of the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions authored by James Madison and Thomas Jefferson protesting the usurpations and suppression of speech by the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798. So that's a time-honored way in which we can protest officially. And that should be every single state in the union should be doing this. We don't want this. And that is a way to protest against the surveillance state. No. We'd rather be free and have liberty rather than have you gather every nook and cranny of information about me that could be abused for political purposes. All these public statements are critical. We have to be engaged. And you're absolutely right. Typically, tyrannies come by inches, not in one fell swoop. And where we see every day of more and more encroachment, and what is equally appalling is that when we end up with presidential candidates, you know, the last race between Romney and Obama, neither of them was saying anything about, well, our presidency is too big. Both parties were equally complicit. And I say that's one of the things that we have got to accept is if neither party stands up and rolls back the executive tyranny, we need a new party. Neither of them can be trusted with keeping the republic alive.
Well, I think everyone out there should buy your book, and they should send your book on the collapse and death of empires to their state legislatures, to Congress. But when I look at Congress on C-SPAN, they know what they're doing. We see the states responding, saying this is tyranny. We need to block this federal power grab. But I don't see that happening in Congress, and I see them circling the wagons against the same people, you know, the few people that are there, like Walter Jones and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others. I do see a big crop of libertarians getting in there on the shoulders of Ron Paul and others, but it really freaks me out to see the power structure not even wanting checks and balances, because even a wise tyranny would want to have a velvet glove. I don't know why the establishment wants to lose its soft power, and I'm not even endorsing evil here. I'm just saying I'd rather have a boss hog who doesn't wreck the whole show than just the wild-eyed, imperial, imperious nature. What can you say, being up in D.C. and working around this for so many years, about the spirit and the behavior of the leadership of both parties? Because they really seem to think their armored vehicles and their billions of bullets and their black uniformed federalized police are a power that is unstoppable. And I don't think they're in control of themselves is what I'm saying. I think they're the great danger to themselves.
Well, they are, and leadership is a euphemism because I call them the invertebrate species, as they are persons who lack conviction, who go along and get along and are infatuated with themselves. They're megalomaniacs, egomaniacs, they're exceedingly vain, and they don't want accountability for anything, and that's why they just push it all over the executive branch and then run in the bunker and hide. And the fact is that they don't like the challenges posed by people like me and you and Ron Paul and Walter Jones and others. I mean, John Boehner denounced people who are suggesting that a bloated 3.7 or 3.8 trillion budget was a cave-in. Didn't do anything to rectify the extravagance of the federal system that's led us to $17, $18 trillion in national debt. It's really an obscenity that we will thrust upon posterity, who will not have gotten any of the luxuries that we did with all of that spending. And what we need, as to say, is the American people, and they showed it in Syria, Alex. They stood up in Syria, 50,000 to one said no, and finally Congress then got the message.
So historical. So that is the glimmer of hope. And on so many fronts, the awakening is happening. Congress with a 6% approval rating. What's your prognosis then? I mean, we've got a good chance of turning the corner if everybody who loves liberty really gets aggressive?
Yes, we can turn the corner. And what we have, Alex, that no other prior empire has, we have our founding documents. Our birth certificate is steeped in liberty. It's steeped in checks and balances. It's steeped in small government and the individual at the center of our constitutional universe. So we have genuine roots that are venerated that we can return to. No other empire had that, but it's up to us to restore the virtues and the values of the republic that led to our independence in 1776. And these people who argue, well, that was before the internet, that was before globalization, they don't really understand anything about life, because human nature, the DNA of the species, has been the same for 4,000 years and it always will be. The Founding Fathers understood all of that, and they understood the narrative, the motives that caused power to be abused.
Well, and as you know, the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution is the flower of the Renaissance and the flower of thousands of years of common law in Europe and of Mosaic law and of the best systems, and that it's the modern idea. It's the best of thousands of years of revolution against tyranny. It's the greatest ideals of freedom. It's the modern document. What we're going back to is classical tyranny.
Exactly right. One branch government, most primitive political societies are all led by one particular leader. It's only the sophisticated, mature society that has the idea of checks and balances. We are retrogressing, if you will. You know, so we are going backward prior to 1776 in our political status. And that is what we have the ability and
absolutely. Bruce Fine, have a wonderful new year. Thank you so much for spending time with us. And folks can find your books on Amazon and many other places. Thank you so much for spending time.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come right back with more news, then your phone calls, and then G. Edward Griffin straight ahead.
The challenge, creating delicious GMO-free foods with a 25-year shelf life. The solution, Numana Foods, a pioneer in healthy, storable foods. Our meals are GMO and gluten-free, contain no MSG, aspartame, or high-fructose corn syrup, and we never use chemicals or preservatives. Just good, healthy food at great prices. Call us today at 888-597-0775 or visit GMOfreefoodstorage.com. That's GMOfreefoodstorage.com.
Get the ultimate gift at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you'll ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Hurry, offer good till December 25th. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Bulletproof glass is great if you don't mind being shot at without being able to defend yourself. It's said the best defense is a strong offense, an overwhelming offense. At OffTheGrid.com, we couldn't agree more. Return fire bulletproof glass disintegrates bullets fired at you on impact, while you're able to return fire on your aggressor from the other side. Your bullets hit their mark, unobstructed by the return fire glass. Your aggressor won't know what hit him. Return fire bulletproof glass, available exclusively at offthegrid.com. Handgun protection rated up to 44 caliber. Rifle protection to 7.62x39. Call it revolutionary risk management for an uncertain world. Check out the full line of Return Fire products, including riot shields and clipboards at offthegrid.com. Offthegrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. I'm going to get into the radiation situation, actually, with G. Edward Griffin towards the end of the interview and get his take on Fukushima. They keep saying I'm going to get to that. There's a big stack of developing news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's also more and more mainstream media freaking out over the bullets, the armored vehicles, the militarization of police, how they're expanding huge units of militarized police, not for single SWAT raids, but for armed combat with the American people, and federalized local units for combat against the state government. The feds are actually militarizing police under the COG for war with the state governments. And that's actually in the Defense Authorization Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. I mean, man, I read this stuff, and it's just so real, and I can't believe it's all happening. Look, I know why people tune in for the first time and go, there's no way this is going on. But now you see it all happening, so my credibility's gone way up. This isn't about my credibility. I wish I'd been discredited. I wish this wasn't real. This is white-knuckle, hold-fast type stuff here, okay? I mean, we're really facing hardcore tyrants that want to bankrupt us on purpose. And it's so ridiculous. All the people that work for the system, it's going to destroy you too. It's America that made us wealthy. I'm getting chills right now, literally. It is America, and basic due process is the prosperity. And when you lose that, you lose everything. I'm going to go to Ryan, and I'm going to go to others here in just a moment before Griffin comes on. We'll get Griffin on at about 10 after or so. Briefly, we are listener-supported and funded. When you spread the word about the broadcast, when you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts at maiden1776.com or infowarsstore.com, that supports our operation. It's a one-of-a-kind deal. We couldn't do it without you and our friends in the alternative media. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much, all of you out there. And we're all in this together. We're like an endangered species here that's having an effect together, and we're all in this together. Drudge Report, WorldNet Daily, InfoWars, the other groups that are out there. That's why I had to quit fighting with Glenn Beck, even though he was attacking me and stuff, is because he's doing a lot of good, folks. And even if he wants to attack me, fine, I'm just going to take it. Because we got bigger enemies like the New World Order, folks. I really care about my kids. I sort of hyperventilate when I think about this, almost having an anxiety attack. In fact, lately I've been having more of those where I got to get some air into my lungs because this stuff is so real. It's so horrible. And so please support the broadcast. Please become a InfoWars Nightly News member. You get all my films, see the Nightly News when it's live, when it first airs, all the documentaries, all the expanded extras, the live events. The site really works well. It takes about a minute to sign up with your credit card or debit card. Use your name and passcode. Create one that you can share with friends and family. 11 people can log in simultaneously. That is at cost, folks, to pay for the bandwidth and the site and the cameras and the reporters. We couldn't do it without PrisonPlanet.tv. So thank you for being members. PrisonPlanet.tv. It is the perfect last-minute Christmas gift where you don't have to fight the traffic, fight the crowds. You go to PrisonPlanet.tv, create an extra membership if you already have one, or share the one you've got now. Create a username and passcode you can share. Give it to your friends and your family. It's got PayPal, all the systems on there. Give it to your friends and family. $5.95, you can get a trial month membership or get a year and get 5+ months free. And just simply give it to friends and family. Say, here's your e-card or say, here's your hand card. And say, here's PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Go there. It's got incredible high-def films, documentation, Agenda 21, Obamacare, you name it. Really interesting stuff. If you want to know what's happening, a nightly news show 5 nights a week. It's all there. And a lot of them will end up watching it. You can wake somebody up while supporting the transmission.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.